Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. New York native Tekla has called her music tropical electronic pop. It's a blend of all the diverse sounds and traditions that this first-generation American has come across over the years, and it includes work with her friends and collaborators like the Queens rappers Das Racist, Gordon Voidwell, the indie rock band Chairlift, and others. The singer, producer, rapper, and DJ has a new album called We Are the Lucky Ones, and Tekla is here with us in the studio today. Along with drummer Casa Overall, she's going to perform a song called Fake Tears live on Soundcheck. That is a song called Fake Tears by Tekla. She's the singer, composer, pianist. Her rig also includes various electronics, a floor tom, the rest of the drums being played here in the studio by Casa Overall. Tekla, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thank you for having me.
That's quite a setup you've got over there by our piano.
Yeah.
So what is that auto-tune that we're hearing on
your
voice?
It is. It's a bit of a lot of things. I have this pedal that I use, you know, that can do different various things. Chorus, harmonies, auto-tune. I love to affect my voice because I want to set myself apart, you know, from like your soul singer or your
R&B
vocal
or, yeah,
star, because I write, you know, as you said, I write, I compose, I play piano. So, you know, I really like to enjoy exploring like tricks with the vocals. I think it's...
Well, you're also a producer, and that's kind of what a producer does these days.
Exactly.
You know, you take the sounds and then, all right, here's the raw material. What do I do with it?
And I think that for live stuff, there's so much stuff that you can translate. You know, nowadays with like crazy, I mean, you can do like anything. You can like literally sound like you have a 20-person chorus like with one little pedal, you know?
Right.
So I don't want to take that stuff for granted. I want to be able to use it and really like showcase, you know, my electronic creativity to the audience as well as like my acoustic.
Mm-hmm. Now, your name, Tekla,
yeah,
actually kind of refers to the instrument.
It does. It means key. Like, la tecla is key, you know, on the keyboard in Spanish. So it could refer to like a computer keyboard or a piano key. And teclado actually means piano keyboard in Spanish.
So
I was born for this.
I was going to say, I mean, was there ever any doubt in your family that you were going to grow up to
you know,
play the piano?
My dad is Italian, and he named me apparently, like in, you know, the birthing room, he just like screamed out Tekla, and that was it. Like my mom was like, we had other names planned, and he was like, no, that's it. He was a very forceful, opinionated Italian man. So it actually, Santa Tekla is an Italian saint, so that's where it technically comes from, but... Little did they know.
So your dad's an Italian immigrant. Your mom's a Haitian immigrant.
Exactly, yep.
So you're a first-generation American.
I am.
So what was playing in the house when you were growing up?
A lot of not normal kid stuff. I listened to a lot of opera and, like, Haitian voodoo chant, like, records and... You know, like French children's songs and Edith Piaf and like all these kind of like, that was my like kids' music growing up.
Uh-huh.
And I watched a lot of old movies and black and white films. And, you know, it was just kind of like not the average American, child's household. But it was nice because, you know, I feel like since I've been playing piano since I was like 3, you know, like I started taking lessons when I was 5, but the piano was the centerpiece of our house. So it was more like literally playing dress up or like playing, you know, music or like just make believe in my own head. Like that's kind of what it was.
So you studied classical piano?
I did. I studied classical piano until I went to college. And then I started studying jazz and, you know, percussion, ensemble, and I started branching out musically. You know, then.
And now there's the album called We Are the Lucky Ones.
Yes.
New record from Tekla. What does that title refer to?
Well, it's a lot of things. I feel like in the title song, I say where our parents didn't have any school or any shoes. I mean, I used to travel to Haiti every year with my mom every summer, and literally people didn't have shoes. Like people couldn't even go to school if they wanted to. And she, and like back in her day, it was even, you know, like women weren't even allowed to go to school. You had to learn like in secret. And, you know, and African American history is very similar. And I always love to pay homage to, you know, my ancestors, you know, and people that came before us, if you will, in this music, because they kind of created this foundation for us to take it to this next level. Like using an auto-tune pedal is like a privilege. So the title is referring to this sense of don't forget where you came from and appreciate what you have. And, you know, the album cover kind of represents abundance in this way. Like I have all this fruit on this couch and all this wine and these grapes, you know, me in this fruit bathing suit. And it's kind of like, and then if you go through the album, you see pictures of my family in Haiti and like little huts where people lived there, like back when I used to visit. And it's just this representation of, like, we whether we like it or not, we live in abundance.
Without being political in your songs, just the act of writing and sometimes naming songs is a kind of a statement of sorts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't really believe that we have to be, like, so serious and political and, like, literal when we talk about, you know, world issues or whatever in our lyrics. So for me, I like making songs in pop form. I like making music. I sit at the piano, like, I basically start all my songs, like, sitting at the piano, and just things come to me. And there's something really beautiful about making people dance and making people smile and making people happy. So I don't gravitate towards this dark kind of, like, political, like, smack you in the face with it lyricism. I do more of the, like, poetic kind of, you know, I say things without having to say them outright. Mm-hmm. And so the writing process is really nice for me because I really enjoy it. Just music. I enjoy sitting at the piano and writing chords. And I feel like my titles and things like that can take you to the place where I need to take you without hitting you over the head with
it. Well, tell me about this next song called Money.
It's kind of just a commentary on women making their own money and how, you know, I personally believe in making my own money. And, you know, I think that there's various ways to make money, and sometimes it's not always the greatest and happiest ways. But, you know, I just think that we've come a long way from the point where we had to, you know, get allowances for men, and so why still live that way? And it's kind of just like a comedic way of talking about that issue. And I think most women feel empowered when they hear the song, and they really vibe with the lyrics. They're not, like, you know, mad at it, hopefully.
Okay. All right, well, you want to do it for us?
Let's do it.
All right. We're speaking with Tekla. Her album's called We Are the Lucky Ones. Tekla's behind our piano with her various pedals and effects. Casa Overall behind the drum kit. This song is called Money.
She don't need nobody else. She don't have to get a job.
money work, little girls. Yeah, I just didn't tell you. I had to get my money tighter. Yeah, you see, I got my money tighter.
Song's called Money, live performance on Soundcheck from Tekla, the singer, pianist, and producer, with Casa Overall behind the drum kit from her album We Are the Lucky Ones. Here's another song and another live performance. This one's called Tragic Mulatto. Once again, it's Tekla, live on Soundcheck.
Tonight it won't get tired till midnight. Tonight I'm gonna be fine till after the sundown. Tonight it won't get tired till midnight. Tonight I'm gonna be fine till after the sun, after the sun. I would have
Once again, the singer and songwriter and keyboardist and producer, Tekla, live on Soundcheck with her song Tragic Mulatto and Casa Overall behind the drums. We Are the Lucky Ones is the name of Tekla's new album. Let me ask you, Tekla, about the term mulatto, which, you know, is kind of a fraught word.
It is.
Did you have any misgivings about not only using it, but using it in the title?
I did, but I didn't, because it's part of African-American history. Like, that song is basically kind of an ode to Josephine Baker.
The great
and powerful
dancer and
the great vaudeville dancer
and,
actress and very risque first African-American woman to really show her body the way she did in vaudeville entertainment back in the 20s.
Hugely famous and successful in Europe.
Right, exactly.
As opposed to back home.
Right. Right, exactly. And, you know, back in the days of minstrelsy and vaudeville entertainment, there were these kind of categories for African-American performers that were like the minstrel and the coon and the, you know, the mammy and the tragic mulatto. And the tragic mulatto was kind of a Josephine Baker type, this neither here nor there, half black, half white, mixed, tragic, kind of didn't belong to any category figure. And, you know, I kind of see myself as that. Like, if I were, you know, an entertainer back then, that's what I would be. So I knew it was kind of a risk because I didn't know if people necessarily understand in the way in which I was using it. But again, this paying homage to where we came from and this being the lucky ones, being of mixed heritage is now so much more accepted and normal, the norm, you know, in American culture and in European culture than it was back then or than it was even when I was growing up in the 80s, you know. So I feel that it's kind of, if you listen to the lyrics, it explains this character, the tragic mulatto character, and she, you know, she needs to comb her hair, she needs to powder fair in the mirror, you know, just this kind of sad sense of not really belonging.
Well, the album is called We Are the Lucky Ones by Tekla. It's been great having you with us on
Soundcheck.
Thank you for performing for us today.
Of course.
This is Soundcheck.